Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Lynn Fisher, nurse from Washington County Public Health, about HPV and how to protect yourself. This month is Cervical Health Month, and one thing that we think about is HPV. Can you explain what HPV is?
Yes, HPV is a virus. It's human papillomavirus. And it's a virus that you get through sexual contact. And it is amazing the number of people who have HPV or who've encountered it. CDC estimates every year 14 million new people will get HPV infection. That's a lot of people.
And many people don't even know that they have it.
Exactly. Many people don't know they have it. And for many people, their body clears it and it's not an issue for them. But for some people, it will become an issue years later. They will be then more susceptible to cervical cancer.
And there's a vaccine that helps against certain strains, because there are strains, kind of like the flu, there are different strains of the flu.
That's right. The current vaccine that's available now is against 9 strains of, and it covers the main strains that cause cervical cancer.
And who should get the vaccine?
Mm-hmm. Well, boys and girls, males and females, both should get the vaccine. It is licensed from 9 years old. The CDC schedule begins at 11 years old. And we used to give 3 vaccines. It was a series of 3. Then in 2016, CDC was following the research, and it really showed the younger teens only needed 2 vaccines. It was the older teens, those that are 15 and over, that didn't build quite as good of an immune response. And so they now get 3 vaccines, and the younger teens are only getting 2.
It's interesting how the research just keeps developing.
It is. And one thing that has been shown, they've been following this vaccine for over 10 years, it was first introduced in 2006, is that it does keep its protection. CDC does believe that it will keep going with long-term protection. They've been following it all this time. And the immunity does not wane or decrease.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And with the vaccine, is that something that's on a normal schedule when you see your general practitioner?
Yes, it is. It's generally offered at the 11-year-old wellness visit when the tetanus booster is offered and the meningitis vaccine. So now there are 3 vaccines at the 11-year-old checkup: tetanus, Tdap, and the HPV vaccine and meningitis. HPV vaccine is really effective. In the clinical trials, when it was being developed, it was found to be nearly 100% effective, which is really quite remarkable.
And to think that it would prevent cancer.
Exactly. Prevent cancer in boys and girls. But we're talking about cervical health this month in January, so yes. And studies are showing that the cervical precancers are decreasing since this vaccine's been introduced.
And the vaccine became mainstream within the last 15 years.
Right, 2006. And one concern I know for parents is vaccine safety. And the vaccine continues to be monitored for vaccine safety. Over 40 million doses have been given, and it is showing to be a very safe vaccine. There are no serious safety concerns associated with the vaccine.
And if somebody didn't get the vaccine at their 11-year booster, should they contact their provider?
Yes, we of course keep offering it. The 15 and older group will get the dose of 3 series dose, but it is recommended for men up through 21 years old and women 26 years old. So even if they never had it in those teenage years, they can still receive it in their 19, 20, 21 year age.
So when you're getting ready to go to college.
That's right. One more thing to add to the list.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lynn Fisher, nurse at Washington County Public Health, speaking about HPV during Cervical Health Awareness Month. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.